The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
From California's capital to you, it's The Nate Darling Show, featuring Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels. And now, get ready for some nonsense. Here's Nate.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Nate Darling Show. Hope everybody's doing well. Sam?
Doing great, Nate.
Kareem?
Great.
Diana?
Wonderful.
Diana and I just finished arguing.
Uh-huh.
You can hear that on the Well Hung podcast on Monday.
Looking forward to it.
Well, you know, it was more of a heated conversation than arguing.
Yes. A passionate, two people of passion.
Sure.
Pouring over each other.
Sure.
It sounds sexual.
Diana was just hating on me because I'm white and straight.
I was hating on the
fact
that he
wasn't included in the conversation.
He didn't acknowledge that he has white and straight privilege. That is what I was angry about.
No, I was simply asking.
That was very white of him.
Right? Thank you. I felt like that's why I was like looking at Kareem. I was
You get half of that, motherfucker. So settle down over there. Mr. Straight Privilege.
You got the straight privilege.
That's true. But he acknowledges it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He makes fun of my hand. Oh my God, you would have fucking loved this. I went out like my lady friend and I, like, I forgot to tell you this.
Ooh.
Like, on our second date, she was like holding my hand, and then she like, kind of looks at my hand, and she's like, "You have small hands." I'm like, "Fucking
no
Kareem,
way.
Fucking Kareem, God damn it!"
Well,
was there a third date?
Yeah, no, we're like dating.
Oh. Good.
Congratulations.
She doesn't judge you by your hand size. That's good.
If she saw that picture that I saw last night, you might be getting more action if you're looking like that a little bit more.
She doesn't like them, femme.
Oh.
That fucking picture? Who? Fucking Robert Barry. He liked an old profile picture.
Oh, okay. And so it popped up in everyone's feed.
Yeah, and I was just, and then Kareem commented on it, and I just freaked the fuck out. And I was like, how? Why?
Diana looked like, oh, I was like, man, I would hit that.
I had makeup on, I had a dress on, and it was.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw that, and I was like, man, I would have.
Okay.
She'd have been in trouble.
Coming up on the show today, Josh Groban sings the tweets of Donald Trump. We delve into the Ashley Madison hack. And, we're going to talk a little bit about the sandwich man, soon to be the tossing salad man.
Oh.
Jared, I'm very curious.
Jared's going to jail. We'll talk about all of that.
Oh, yeah.
But first, Sam, how was your week?
You know, the week was stressful and busy. It's that time. You know,
Sure.
Work's busy. But the weekend was fabulous. I had family in town, cousins, aunts and uncles.
I saw a post. And you still live with your grandma, right?
Yes.
Okay. Saw a post that your brother put on Facebook of the refrigerator.
Oh yes, it was hilarious.
I laughed so fucking hard. Sam's twin brother Joe puts a picture of a refrigerator on Facebook, and it's got one photo in the middle, and it says, "This is Grandma's refrigerator. It used to have pictures of her many, many grandchildren." Now there's only the one. Now she has a great grandchild, and there's only one photo.
No way.
That's so
funny.
It was hilarious. And our cousin Spencer, who was not there visiting, he was one of the people who commented on the Instagram post. It was like, he said, "Bullshit." Of course, he did the little asterisks.
Right.
But yeah, he was like, "That's bullshit."
That was hilarious. That literally made me laugh out loud.
Oh, God.
Well, that's good. I saw your coworkers decorated around your cubicle.
Yes, you know, back from the Amazon. So I come in the morning, and there's every plant that we had in the office around my desk to make it look like a jungle. They had an 11-hour loop of jungle noises. Playing full volume.
So what he's saying is they really aren't that busy.
Yeah, precisely. Well, or they're really good at time management.
Well, here's what they were doing. They're like, "Sam will be back soon. We got time to do this. He'll be really busy when he's back."
Exactly.
Motherfucker, it took a week.
As a matter of fact, yeah. But this weekend I did go to the Roostaller Tap Room in Dixon.
Nice.
Which is, it's not just a tap room. It's a farmyard and tap room where they grow their hops. And they had a big harvest party all weekend because they've begun harvesting the hops, and it was a fascinating thing to see. They've got one of only two or three machines that are in all of California, located right there, and it's cool. The harvest time, they're still harvesting for the next week and a half or so, according to the dude I was talking to. So if anyone gets a chance, it's worth going.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Kareem, what have you been up to?
K-Sauce.
Had a good set last night at Momo's.
No, Comedy Burger?
Yeah, Comedy Burger. My girlfriend's boss and her husband came. So that was kind of a little interesting.
Nice.
Yeah. Didn't pull any punches.
No, yeah. You can't.
Yeah, still can't, yeah.
You got to impress him.
Yeah, so that was a good show. I went to a white party last week.
Nice. It's not a white people party. It's just where it was a white people party.
Oh. You know.
Because I went to the other one before where people just dress in white.
I've been to the other one, but okay. This was a white
party. This was a white people party.
This was a white people party.
or a party.
Or what we call a party.
It
was a white people party. I felt like I was like going undercover.
Nice.
it was like a run of espionage.
Wow. Did you throw any wrenches in the gears there?
I just watched and listened, which is what I do.
A little social exercise.
Mm. And now I found another really, really white thing.
Oh, what's that?
Woofing.
Sorry now?
Woof? Like throwing up?
No. Woof is WOOF. Uh-huh. ING. WOOF stands for the World Organization of Organic Farming.
The WOOF? The World
Organization. That is a white party.
That's not white. That's pink skin, red hair.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
It's beyond white.
Beyond white. That's powder. We're talking.
So with this organization, white people pay to go to other countries and work on people's farms.
Okay.
You're paying money to work on the farm.
So it's like a dude ranch.
For free.
Oh my God.
That's what a dude ranch is. Where you pay to go and be a cowhand on a ranch.
Yeah.
Watch City Slickers.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
So they mm-hmm. pay the ghosts work on somebody else's farm like an indentured servant.
The ghosts.
It's absurd.
So hateful.
I was like,
I think the next door neighbors are...
No, that's the mailboxes are on the back wall.
Oh, okay.
So someone's just getting... Either that or the mailman is really late today.
I thought like Ace just like went full speed into the wall or some shit.
Mailman must be delivering like a bowling ball shit.
Yeah.
Well, they close the whole thing at once because it's like a 7 or 8 unit thing.
Right.
And they just close it all at once and that whole thing vibrates.
Metal.
Yeah. So
moving on.
But yeah. So I heard...
Paying money didn't... Yeah. Farm.
And she was the person that was telling me, she's like, well, some of them are like country clubs, but a lot of them they work you like you're a farmhand,
right?
Or slave.
like legit.
And I was like, so you paid money to go work on somebody's farm for free for room and board?
It's crazy.
That is the whitest shit I have ever heard in my damn life.
Well, hats off to whoever's in charge of that organization.
You know what I call that? You know what I call that, Kareem? Reparations.
No. Yeah. No. Because I didn't get shit from it.
they're paying it backwards.
Who knows? It might be a black person in charge of this organization, in which case it's brilliant.
That would be brilliant.
Then it's all just a big joke.
Yeah. But yeah, I was like, wow.
That's,
You've That's got something. A product, and people are willing to pay for it. That's the American way.
or the Cambodian way. I don't know, wherever
Maybe
they're going.
Not, yeah.
Which is the which is the craziest shit, because it's one of those things where white people go somewhere and see it, and the shit that they called us uncivilized for doing, and then they bring
they're
it back
paying
and
money
turn
to
it,
do it.
Yeah, and they bring it back and turn it into a thing.
The organic farming.
Yeah, the organic farming. Or hit like his Squatty Potty.
or
like the doulas and the midwives now.
Oh yes,
right. Like, shit. Oh, that's a big thing.
Yeah, I'm like everybody in my father's generation and my family was born that way. That's how my uncle got that little arm.
now to be fair, getting a squatty potty so I can put my feet up is not the same as me putting in a toilet that I actually have to squat over.
A literal hole in the ground. Right.
That's a very different thing. Diana, what were you up to this week? Were you dialing on the pink telephone?
Just tuned us out.
I like legitimately don't remember what I did this week.
So you were drunk?
No, I actually, this is so embarrassing. I like stopped drinking ish, kind of.
What?
Ish, kind of.
Okay.
She did just tell us she was dating, so
yeah,
she was
like,
in that haze of new love.
Right. Well, she's drunk on a different kind of wine.
Yes.
I don't need to drink as much. Oh, I did. Oh, this was a lot of fun. I guest hosted on Friday night for Alonzo Bowden.
Mm.
Oh, cool.
That was super dope.
Give it, girl.
And he's super cool. And so, and then I met another comic. I guess she's on Last Comic Standing Now this season, current season. Jackie Fabulous. She's fucking awesome.
Fabulous.
Too.
I was going to say, is she really fabulous?
Okay. And she's hella funny.
Is she fabulous?
She's like, her name's Jackie Fabulous, and she is. I can't do it, but he did it.
Fabulous.
Jack Fab in his house.
Yeah.
So that was like, that was a very humbling and awesome experience. I can't believe I almost forgot that. That just seems so long ago, though. But
right.
That was amazing.
That's kind of a big deal. Lonzo Bowden's a big deal.
Yeah, and yeah. He's so nice and he's so cool. And he added me on Facebook, and I was just I went like super fangirl. And we talk about golf and Tiger. I was just like, oh my god,
you're talking golf.
We're messaging each other talking about golf and shit.
Yeah, I was listening to him on the Adam Carolla podcast last week. And by the time I heard it, it was Friday. So it was like, yeah, I'm going to
like
be in.
It was like the same time she was with him.
Basically, a little bit before. And I'm like, I can't get away this weekend.
Oh, you could have finally seen some of my stuff.
No one told me that you were going to be
there. Well, it was like I found out an hour before. So I was having a dinner at Fish Face, the new Poke Bar.
Is that a lesbian thing?
Do they serve
Fish
Pokemon?
Gross, that is gross.
And do they serve Pokemon and female genies?
Ew. I wish they would, like, they should, like, have people serve it in Pokemon outfits.
That'd
be but cute. Like, the fish thing. The, like, raw fish.
Fishy.
It's called sushi where I come from.
Okay, sushi, but it's like, I don't know how to describe it. This is cream. You know what I'm talking
Pokey?
About? Poke. Anyway, it's really good if you like sushi.
It's like sushi, but
it's like mixed with like it's in like a soy sauce marinade and stuff like that with like seaweed.
Little
and,
marinated. It's got a little more pop than
exactly
going on.
So I got there. I was supposed to meet my friend at 5:30. I got there at 5:30, and I got a text from the manager at Tommy T's. It was like, "Hey, can you guest host tonight?"
Dope.
Can you go pick up the feature at 7 too? And I was like, I ate hella fast and I was like telling my friend, I'm like, I'm so sorry, I gotta go. So I went, and then I wish I could have posted it because it's like a big deal. Like I'm it's a new comic, you know, like this is crazy for me.
So you had to pick him up and bring him to the club?
No, the feature.
Oh, okay.
He came on his bike. He's such a badass.
Oh, his motorcycle.
Yeah.
Oh, I was picturing like a little bike.
No. Alonzo Bowden is a badass. He's got motorcycles.
Well, how badass would it be if he came on like a little Tinkerbell bike with a banana seat?
I almost came out there Friday. I wish I had them.
Yeah, I can't believe I forgot about that. That was like,
oh shit.
It's crazy when you like in comedy, you meet like these are like famous fucking people.
Yeah.
And they're brilliant comics and they're just like so nice, and that always like warms my heart.
Hey,
well, they were once in your shoes.
That's a lesson to all you dicks out there.
Yeah,
doing local comedy. Quit being a dick.
Yeah, because actually, real comics are usually pretty cool.
Yes, the really successful guys, for the most part, not dicks.
Right.
So quit being a dick, Dick.
You think you're hot shit, but you're really just cold diarrhea.
Good.
That's not original. Yes. I wish I could claim that. That was from a movie.
Oh. And real quick, one other thing I did this weekend, I hung out with a bunch of people that I was in Air Force with that I had seen.
Nice.
Yeah, so
that's good.
It was like
the
reunion
right
for the base. So,
Tuskegee Airmen reunion?
It was something like that.
That's my cool only frame of reference. Look, if you're going to accuse me of having white privilege, I'm going to start making comments like that more regularly.
Oh,
but at the same time, we'll say thank you for your services.
You say make comments like that, you just don't know that you did.
That's true. At least now we got him thinking about it. So I think that's a step in the right direction.
It is a step in the right direction.
We'll just take whatever we fucking can.
All right. I watched a lot of wrestling this weekend.
Oh, some WWE.
Before we do that, my boss was sick all last week.
Oh god.
And it was really and I don't normally talk about work at all, but I felt bad for her, sort of, because her husband's a pilot, and she started the week out by going, I may be going to Paris. Okay,
she's all on cloud nine,
sure, super excited. But then she and her two young children got a cold and couldn't go to Paris. The cold then turned into a stomach flu.
Ooh, what a drastic
turnaround. So you want to talk about a 180-degree difference between the thoughts the last time I saw her. She's like, I may be going to Paris. And I'm like, phew. And the next thing was, sicker, bleh. I'm like, oh, that's too bad.
Oh,
but so yeah, that was that. But this last weekend was SummerSlam from New Jersey, the second biggest pay-per-view of the year, available only on WWE Network,
yeah.
Which is available for $9.99. God, I'm a fucking shill. So they made SummerSlam a four-hour event this year.
Mm.
Here's the problem. More is not always better.
Of course not, no.
And while it was good,
quality, not quantity.
The problem is, while it was good, the NXT, which is the WWE's development group, they're based out of Orlando. A lot of younger wrestlers and some people who've been working in independents who have come together. They were also in Brooklyn, and their pay-per-view, NXT TakeOver, on Saturday night was un-fucking-believable. Un-fucking-believable. Great women's match, and to close out the pay-per-view, they had a ladder match between two guys for the title.
Damn, classy.
Amazing ladder match. And one of the guys that was in the ladder match wrestled the next night at SummerSlam and put on another great match. Kevin Owens is the fucking man. Okay, I'm done marking out. I'm done marking out.
Oh.
But if you get a chance to catch any
greasy, well-built men and tight Speedos.
Kevin Owens is not that well-built.
Oh, okay.
And he does not wear Speedos. He wears essentially what look like basketball shorts and a t-shirt with cut-off sleeves.
It has been a while since I've watched
that. He looks... Okay, so picture a bodybuilder in your head.
Yeah.
He is far closer to what I look like than what that bodybuilder looks like.
Okay. Yeah, well, shit, we only got the bodybuilder wrestlers that were really big like in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like when me and Nate were kids... They all
none of them were defined. They were all big men, maybe muscular, but they were not defined. They were just big men.
Right.
His brothers were the only ones that were like muscle bound.
Fucking Tony Atlas.
Yeah. Tony Atlas, Rocky Johnson.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Rock's dad.
Yeah. Butch Johnson. Like, they were yoked out, but everybody else looked like.
The Junkyard Dog was yoked out, but with a beer gut.
With a beer belly, yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
The late Junkyard Dog, rest in peace.
He looked like he could have played linebacker for somebody.
Nice.
And Coco Beware.
Coco Beware, yeah.
That was the other one that got a lot of play, the WWE. Yeah.
But so, Dusty Rhodes and Nate could have been body doubles.
Hey. Wait, that's way too...
Hey, Mikey, I think he likes it.
I need to get back to the gym. the preparation for the move continues. As we're sitting in here, tonight's the last night we're recording here.
Yeah.
Next week we're recording in West Sacramento.
Woo.
As you might notice, a little bit less in here every time.
It's a little barren. getting there.
So a few things to get rid of, and I know you're taking a lamp and your stuff.
How about
all
that paper towel rack?
Woo, woo.
Oh yeah, you can have that.
Oh, you took it apart.
Of course I did, because it would be very difficult to transport if I didn't.
Okay. Very thoughtful.
It would not have fit well into a car.
Well, I was going to try it.
Yeah, well, it's probably better to the way I did it. But anyway, we got that going on, and it's always stressful when you're planning to move and trying to get that done. And so there's still, as we sit here, we still have to paint the room, put down new flooring, and then the bed is coming, and got to be out of here by the end of the week. So Saturday's the last day.
Big turnaround.
Yep. 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 Uh huh. And bought.
Go ahead. Sorry, I just go ahead.
She's sort of making faces over here
because I forgot to ask earlier if I could make an announcement.
Of course, you can make an
she
announcement.
She is gonna announce. She's gonna help you move that bed.
God. Yeah. Sure. No. Just real quick, because I realize like this is a podcast and most people can hear it. And I don't know if you guys know anyone in the Bay, but one of my friends got hit by a car.
I saw you posting something.
Yeah.
Like that.
So I was wondering if I could just if anyone knows. So it was last Saturday, I believe.
What would that date be?
It was
the 22nd.
The 22nd.
August 22nd.
So it was a hit and run. So she got hit by a pickup truck and then the driver just drove by. So if anyone knows anything, they said
East
just
Bay?
Call the San Francisco.
Straight
it was on Mission Street and Presida Avenue.
Okay.
So they say to call the cops, or you can text message to tip 411 with SFPD in the message.
Wow. Okay.
So if you guys know anybody,
spread the word.
Yeah. Sorry, I just remembered that I should probably say good. Something.
It's worth plugging that out.
If you see a pickup with a dent in the shape of a young woman, please report it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That makes me so fucking.
Yeah,
mad.
It's some bullshit. So to end on a happy note, mm-hmm. Leslie's birthday is on Monday.
Yeah,
And got tickets to see Billy Joel in San Francisco.
Shut up, you bro. Suck donkey balls.
Nice. I was just like, hey, that's kind of cute. You guys are like all jealous. I'm like, I feel like I missed something.
You're kidding? One of the greatest songwriters
of
our time.
You guys can buy tickets. Exactly. There's still seats.
Black people even like Billy Joel. that's how good awesome. Billy Joel is.
Well, he drives drunk and takes out mailboxes with his car. Of course, black people like Billy Joel. Wait a minute, was that white privilege again?
That is white privilege.
I'm not sure what that was.
We like Billy Joel for his music.
Yeah.
I had this conversation with somebody last week. It is because when I was a kid, we like everybody liked everybody's music.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Something happened like in the after the 90s where the shit like split apart.
NWA happened. Straight out of Compton.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Not. It wasn't just that.
Straight out of Compton.
That did happen, but it wasn't just that. The music got shittier after the 90s.
Yeah, everybody started clinging way too tightly to stuff, and are like, no, I can't like anything. Everything just got split off. Yeah. But
you make a very valid point. Yeah.
Yeah. Because Billy Joel and I always forget his name.
Elton John.
Uh-huh. They were big on black radio.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And hell, my dad got me listening to James Brown and freaking Little Richard and all them good guys too.
Well, if you listen to oldies radio, you got the Beach Boys and the Temptations and the Beatles and the Four
like
Tops.
Phil Collins, like we love Phil Collins.
He makes some good tunes.
Yeah. So I was like, where the it's weird. Yeah.
So you too can see Billy Joel September 5th at AT&T Park.
All right, I'm gonna look it up.
There are still tickets available, and they start relatively reasonable, but they're very far away. Like
just to breathe the same air.
Yeah, I mean it's gonna be a cool show.
Isn't AT&T Park like open?
Yes.
So it's outside.
Stop it! Yes. Stop it, Dream Crusher.
It is
Sorry.
Outside.
I mean, if you just go to San Francisco, you'll be breathing the
same
air.
Yes, exactly.
You don't have to just stand outside.
Just to be in the same four walls.
Yes. Yeah.
Without a ceiling.
It's three, but it's a circle. So
yeah,
no
we are in
you
the
just stop it.
We got the front row of the upper deck down, and this would normally be a terrible seat, but we're way down the left field line. The thing is, the stage is in center field.
Oh,
so we're gonna be looking down on the stage. It should be really cool. And because they want $63 to park, fuck you.
No way.
And
you BART that shit.
Nope.
What are you doing?
The Transbay Tube is closed before the holiday weekend.
Shut up.
Because they're doing repairs. We are going to take the ferry in from Larkspur in Marin County.
Aw, that's a nice romantic
So we are
way
going to sandwich a Billy Joel concert with two rides across the San Francisco Bay.
That's cute.
So
that is cool.
That's her birthday gift.
Make sure you bring a nice jacket.
A parka.
Yeah,
maybe three jackets.
A poncho, a parka, and a jacket.
A poncho via. Yeah. So that'll be a good time. You know
Sweet.
Who's not going to have a good time anymore? Jared from Subway.
Oh, let's go there.
Although we can't say from Subway anymore because they've pretty much disavowed him. He has been completely ditched. He's going to be pleading guilty to child sex and porn charges. He will spend at least 5 years in prison and pay $1.4 million to his victims after striking a deal with federal prosecutors. He's 37. He's from Indiana. He commissioned the executive director of his charity to produce pornography using at least a dozen underage victims, one as young as six.
So wait, he used money from his charity?
No. Well, he commissioned the guy who runs his charity,
okay,
who was also into child porn,
damn,
to making some for him with victims as young as six.
Is that how
that's
you get
disgusting
jobs now? Like, just like be like, you know what we have in common?
Right. No,
little
that's
kids.
Disgusting.
Yeah, you have to put it on LinkedIn.
Wow. That is crazy.
Six. Oh.
So he jetted numerous times to New York City to have sex with at least two underage girls. The U.S. attorney, Josh Minkler, said, and I quote, "This is about using wealth, status, and secrecy to illegally exploit children." Fogel repeatedly made travel plans for sex to coincide with his business trips, according to
documents. Tax write off.
So he was going to town for a Subway thing, and he would go ahead and do that. He first appeared in a Subway ad in 2000 after losing 245 pounds on his famous Subway diet in 1998. He then created his nonprofit Jared Foundation to raise awareness about childhood obesity in 2004. I'm guessing
that the first sign right there?
That was to make the kids hotter so he could want to have
exactly.
sex with them. He's estimated to be worth $15 million.
15 or 50?
$15 million dollars net worth.
Buy a lot of toys with that.
And they're only making him pay how much?
Well, here's the thing. He's married for the second time. Got married 5 years ago. His wife is filing for divorce.
Obviously.
Immediately. They have 2 children together.
That's disappointing. Fuck.
Yeah.
I wonder if the kids have ever been molested by their own father.
You hope not.
Yeah.
They didn't. I don't think they delved
nothing
into
come
that.
Out about that.
That you know, nobody really knows what's going to come out. I mean, I think that's part of the plea deal,
right?
Is mm-hmm. to
conceal any other personal matter.
Yeah, and the weird. His lawyer came out and was like, "Well, he's already getting treatment about, treatment for this and treatment." No. Either way,
well, that's the law game. You play. That's how you play the law game.
Exactly
course,
right.
You know.
Subway. Their one and only tweet. Jared Fogle's actions are inexcusable and do not represent our brand's values. We had already ended our relationship with Jared,
okay.
which they did when his house got raided back a few months ago. When they said they were just looking for stuff from the guy in his foundation. Yeah. Okay. At least 5 years in prison, and
I hope
who
they're
knows?
The worst 5 years ever.
I don't think he's gonna. Well, they're probably gonna put him in solitary, right?
Nah.
Or like, no, what's that called?
No, they will. They'll put him in protective. Custody.
Protective custody. Because if he was in gen pop, he'd die. Like he's
well,
not gonna
thing.
Make it 5 years.
I have
years.
A feeling that even some prison guards might accidentally leave a gate open.
Yeah.
And let him.
The things can happen.
Yeah.
Things can happen.
I'm not saying that I hope that happens, but if they do, I mean, you know.
And something else.
I'm pretty sure no one's going to be upset is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I mean, precisely.
Something else came out. A reporter who says she informed on Jared Fogle to the FBI claims she also tried to warn Subway that the face of their company had been making sexual comments about her 2 young children.
Wow.
But she never did hear back from them. Rochelle Herman Waldron is a Florida journalist who said she tipped off the FBI after hearing Fogle make inappropriate comments about middle school girls. She was part of the federal investigation into Jared Fogle. She since detailed her involvement, claiming she wore a wire over a 5-year period and recorded conversations where he allegedly talked about having sex with children. He also allegedly reportedly asked her to let him install hidden cameras in her kid's room.
What a bold fucking ass. How absurd.
Now, she said she tried to contact Subway in 2009. She's not sure of the exact date and doesn't have a copy of the email because she sent it through a comment form on Subway's corporate website. So I'm guessing somebody saw that and went, some nuts writing nonsense about Jared and deleted it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got something like that, you don't send it in through a fucking comment.
No.
A comment is your mayo tastes like ass.
Right. Yeah.
Not your pitch man wants to have sex with my children.
That's a very serious thing that you go to authorities with that.
Well, and she did, but if you're going to be approaching Subway with that, you don't
not a
do
comment.
It that way.
Come on.
Silliness. let's go to some good news.
Yes, please.
I don't know if this is good news or not. There are some people that are very upset about this. The FDA has approved what they're calling pink Viagra. It's the sex pill for ladies.
Oh, yeah? Keeps the clit hard or what? What's going on?
Well, no. Here's the thing. It's the approved female libido drug, making its first accepted medication for treating low sexual desire in women.
Oh.
Here's the thing, though. When you're talking about
so
men,
hormonal thing here.
It deals with brain chemistry.
Mm.
That's the rub where they're saying, no, this is dangerous. It's bad because with men, it's just a pill to correct blood flow to the penis. With women, it's a thing to mess with their brain and make them sex robots. Mm. I don't think it's to make them sex robots.
Yeah.
But
because if it doesn't take away all the stress in their life, then it's not really going to, I don't think it's really
right.
going to work.
Well, and here's the other thing. You can't drink at all if you're taking that pill. You can't drink. So there's no more wine. The pill is doomed to fail. So I think we're done with that story.
Good segue.
None of that.
Since we were talking about that earlier.
All right. Anybody been to Pittsburgh? Pittsburgh?
I have been through once.
Okay. Well, in Pittsburgh, a store owner turned the tables on two masked teenagers who were trying to rob his store.
MC Hidair's brother was about to close up shop here Friday night when two men in masks ran into the store. Channel 11 obtained this surveillance video showing one of them holding up a knife police say is more than a foot long.
And he was having his salt with him and he was like, give me the money, give me the money.
But Hidair's brother was not about to do that.
So my brother was lying down here and he had a salt, long salt. He just removed the salt and attacked him.
The store owner fights back, raising his own bigger sword above his head, chasing the pair right out the door and down the street. The masked men got away, but no one was hurt.
He had a little saw.
Edair says criminals are naive to think store owners will just hand over money without defending themselves.
That's right.
And they'll be ready if someone tries it again.
Don't try this. You can have money in a better way.
Reporting for Channel 11 News, I'm Carly Flynn Morgan.
I got chills on that last line there. You couldn't have money in a better way. That's chills. Man.
Yeah, or
I can cut your head off.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
an Aladdin sword.
It was a fucking scimitar.
That's so fucking. That was pretty dope. So, but like they had a little sword. Fucking, it got a bigger sword.
I saw this a couple of weeks ago. I was glad you posted.
They went in there with a machete, about 15 inch long machete.
Uh-huh.
This dude pulls out a fucking scimitar like Aladdin had, and is like because the first thing he did is like no, and the guy, and obviously they knew the kids didn't mean really mean business.
Yeah,
because
they were punks.
Well, they were punks, but they had their knife, and they weren't cutting him immediately.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, get out of here. Get out of here.
Nice. So, sassy store owners. I love it.
Hey, you know who's sassy?
Tell me, Nate.
Josh Duggar.
Oh, fuck.
From 19 Kids in County. How sassy he is? He's so sassy, he had not one but two accounts on the cheating website, AshleyMadison.com.
Well, there you go.
He's the first celebrity
it's
to be
really
outed.
Not shocking.
According to Gawker, he had a paid account with the famed website for extramarital affairs while working for the Family Research Council, a D.C.-based Christian conservative organization. His account information has been tracked to his home, as well as another residence owned by his grandma. So Sam, don't put your grandma's house on your Ashley Madison. Come on. Duggar became a national pariah earlier this year after admitting to acts of child molestation and the resulting backlash that led TLC to cancel his family's show in July. He's repeatedly made efforts to apologize for his actions, but in the data dump of hacked information from the cheating website, someone was shown to have used a credit card with his name and billing address.
Wow.
So the town that I'm from, there were a couple of people in there that worked for the city. They got busted. Who's his too?
The data pulled suggests that Duggar's profile included a list of turn-ons and that his sexual interests included likes to receive oral sex. Who doesn't?
Exactly.
Why the fuck you look at me?
Well, we're all curious.
I would say no.
Open to experimentation. And this one's a little creepy considering his molestation. Someone I can teach. Ew.
Okay.
He spent like $1,000.
I think this is like just hearing about like Jared and then now Duggar. I'm just like, ew. Like,
yeah, this is. I feel dirty just even knowing.
Yeah, like
about
they're just like so
assholes.
Much like that much money and just like
right
in positions of like power or fame, being that dirty. Like, yeah. I mean, if you haven't, I don't agree with the whole Ashley Madison thing, but. That much, like $1,000, and then like actually putting that shit out there, like it's just dirty.
Well, apparently, Ashley Madison,
I don't consider the Ashley Madison thing dirty.
No, well, I think it's wrong. Like the whole, I mean, I don't agree with cheating in general, but like him actually, like when you check off shit and like tell what like your fetish is and stuff, like there's some things I just don't want to imagine people doing.
By the way,
and he's one of them.
Liking to receive oral sex is not a fetish.
But right. Like, you know, I'm sure like they had a conversated about other things.
Well, yeah. I was listening to another podcast and they were talking about Ashley Madison, how you spend that much money. There's a membership fee and then you have to buy, it's like going to the carnival. You have to buy tokens to send a message. And that's how you spend the money.
Yeah. So he was calling a lot of people. He was sending a lot of messages.
Yeah, he was sending messages.
Famous. I wonder how little come that didn't like.
Because he was famous for being very Christian and representing a group with family in the title.
No, yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, how come that didn't get out? Because if he's spending that much money, like, I would have fucking screenshot that shit and then fucking sold that shit to TMZ.
Yeah, but that's why you. That's why it's $1,000.
Yeah.
Because you don't tell.
That was the whole thing. Is they
privacy.
You
privacy.
Cheat and they don't tell.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So.
Okay.
That's why you join. That's why you join Ashley Madison, so nobody knows.
I'm just saying, for the right price, I would have told. But then again, that's probably a lawsuit happening. So
right,
happen.
Yeah,
that's, so, yeah, I didn't think about judging. That.
Yeah, today there's a class action lawsuit. Cooler Tool.
No, nice.
Yeah, all right, it's time for Cooler Tool. First up in Cooler Tool, Pink Viagra, Diana.
Fucking Tool.
Hmm? Kareem.
I mean, if for whoever it'll help, that's cool. I mean, I'm not going. Somebody that can get some at 50.
Sam?
Yeah, thinking of the fact that, like, Prozac similarly helps people with chemistry in their brain manage their life, maybe it is cool. Because there are women who want to be there for their partner and just have a hard time. I'm going to say cool.
But the thing that, where's this, do they talk about, is this the thing where they talk about, because I heard that, like, one of the side effects for, like, one of the things they're advertising as Pink Fire is, like, you just pass out.
No, we didn't talk about that. That wasn't.
But I do know most medicines have some awful side effects.
Yes. Yeah, so that's why I said Tool, just the side effects of it. They're just like,
I'm gonna go cool because there's the option.
Yeah. Right. No, it's
one's
an option. You're not
no one's forcing you onto it.
Yeah. If now, it's safe, I would say cool.
Up next in Cooler Tool, swordplay, Kareem.
As long as it's my sword, it's cool.
Sam,
hella dope.
Diana?
Oh, that was fucking dope. I mean, what? Yeah, that swordplay, not the other swordplay.
Not going pee at the same
yeah.
time.
Hey, don't be homophobic.
I'm not. That's the peeing, right?
Yeah, it's like your lightsabers and you're putting your pee stream.
I think that's weird to me.
Well, there's plenty of different kinds of swordplay.
Oh. Well, played with the pee stream before. I've never gone any.
That's so
any
weird.
Further than
that's,
that.
See, that's a fetish. That's a fetish. Cool.
A fetish if it's only happened twice.
And yes.
Oh. Okay.
And finally,
well, I have a fetish.
And finally, in Cooler Tools, hackers, Sam.
Oh, they're Tool.
Kareem,
Tool.
Diana.
Yeah, I'll go with Tool when it comes to. Certain type of I think it's cool. I've always wanted to be a hacker. Never gonna happen, but it's kind of a toolish thing to do.
There's a lot of power there, especially in today's society.
Yeah, I think it's like kind of a power trip would wanna.
Hackers are cool. I mean, I'm cool with hackers. I mean, I don't. Here's what I'm saying. Leave the website alone.
Leave NateDarlingShow.com alone.
That's right.
Yes, hackers are cool.
People want to go there and they want to click that Shop Amazon tab. Because they want to support the show, but they don't want to pay anything extra.
Yeah.
And we're providing that service for people, plus free shows. So, hackers, hit those evil bastards over at Ashley Madison all you like.
Yeah.
Hammer them. Hammer that dugger.
Go get some politicians while you're at it.
They're going to get plenty of politicians when this is done. All right. And that's going to do it for Cool or Tool.
Josh Groban is here with us tonight. Josh has...
This is from Jimmy Kimmel Live.
He's given us so much great music over the years. And, of course, to make great songs, you have to have great lyrics. If you want to be taken seriously as an artist, strong lyrics are a must, I think. And so tonight we are very proud and very pleased to bring two great talents together for this new album that I think is nothing short of magic.
Singer, songwriter, actor, producer. He's sold more than 25 million records worldwide. And has the voice of an angel.
Oh, hi. I'm Josh Groban. And I have the voice of an angel.
Josh Groban's multi-platinum The Best Tweets of Kanye West was the number one album of 2011. And now, his highly anticipated follow-up, The Best Tweets of Donald Trump.
Oh, no.
Never seen a thin person drinking Diet Coke.
I love this so
At
much.
Barack Obama's birth certificate is a fraud. A fraud. Robert Pattinson. Stewart. She cheated on him like a dog, and will do it again, just watch.
By the way, she came out as lesbian. She's dating a chick now.
Really?
Did that happen before or after the cheat?
Duh.
After.
After. All right, we'll now continue
with the bit. Nobody was surprised by that.
We'll I wasn't surprised.
Now continue with the bit.
Donald Trump's tweets will make you laugh. They'll make you cry. But mostly they'll make you cry.
Amazing how all the haters and losers keep tweeting the name Face Von Clownstick. Like they are so original. And like no one else is doing it.
Buy now and get the exclusive new bonus track, Losers and Haters, absolutely free.
Sorry, losers and haters, but my IQ is one of the highest. And you all know it. So please don't feel so stupid or insecure. It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
You'll get all the controversy.
We need global warming.
All the self-promotion.
My fragrant success is flying off the shelves at Macy's, the perfect Christmas gift.
All the contradiction.
Macy's stores suck, and they are bad for USA.
And so much more. The best tweets of Donald Trump. Available wherever Trump Steaks, Trump Water, Trump Menswear, Trump the Fragrance, and Trump the Home Mattress Collection is sold.
I'm officially running for President of the United States. Hashtag make America great again.
Where do I buy that album for real?
I love Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah. And that Josh Groban.
Because
that was good.
Because he puts stuff like that together. So, fuck you, Jimmy Fallon, and your little musical things. You fucking lightweight.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
I'm picking my Jimmies.
Pick the Jim.
I'm picking my Jimmies. So Larry Wilmore invited two of the Black Lives Matter activists who confronted Hillary Clinton during a private meeting last week to appear on The Nightly Show. And his first question was, why do you think it's so important to make white people uncomfortable? Kareem, why is it so important to make white people uncomfortable?
Besides the fact that it's fun?
Yes, besides
that. I think that's reason enough, right? Like that is
hell, that's reason enough for me. Yeah, I support that.
That is reason enough. But the fact that a lot of white people are like Nate and they don't want to look at what happened. And like I keep saying, as long as white apathy exists, it is not good for anybody. It doesn't fix anything.
Right, right.
And that's the thing. Like we'll still be stuck doing the same shit if white people don't start caring about what's really going on.
That's like, agreed.
You know, like today I'm listening to the Serial it's called Undisclosed, but it's the podcast after the Serial podcast.
Oh fuck! I'm so glad that's
it. Like. Carries on that, and listening to the podcast, you learn about all of the fucked up shit that happened in the Baltimore police departments.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of the officers that were involved in this particular case, you hear about all of the other cases that they fucked up, and because it didn't.
So this wasn't a one time deal.
Yeah, so it wasn't a one time deal.
I'm stunned.
And because people don't care because it didn't happen to them,
right.
It is allowed to continue to go. And then when something happens like the Gray incident that happened last year, you end up with the fucking riot in the streets. And they're like, oh, I didn't know there was something bad going on. That's why you got to pay attention. That's why you got to give a fuck.
Right. That's good. Yeah,
And it leads to a lot of other things. I mean, there's a lot of bad shit going on here, you know, everywhere. Lots of bad shit. There was a state trooper in Louisiana that was shot in the head. I was just reading a story out of Memphis where three police detectives were attacked and threatened. They were going out to investigate something. The amount of distrust between the public and the police isn't a good thing.
No,
anybody.
Yeah,
and that's the problem, and it does affect everybody.
Yeah,
yeah.
And, so And so, like, you have something happen, like the white kid that got killed, and everybody was like, well, why come this isn't on the national media? I'm like, well, fuck, white people, y'all should be marching.
Yeah, no, like, that's a good point.
But we've covered this. When we get together to march, you all get afraid and call us racists.
Yeah, but and that's the thing. Y'all never march about good shit. Y'all march about your white privilege being taken away. If you want to get white people to march, they'll march for their white privilege getting taken away, but they won't march for something that actually affects them and their kids.
Well, the wording of it, it's like, well, you know, like, where's the riots for this shit, or where's the uproar for this shit? It's like, well, maybe if you word it like, hey, police brutality is a thing, let's pay attention, here's a case of
right.
it.
Yeah.
Instead of just being like, why isn't there? Like,
yeah, I'm like, well, shit, if you start a march, I'm pretty sure we'll join in.
Yeah, just be like, against police brutality. Don't say against police attacking white people. Like, there's ways to word shit where you can get
against
support.
Against police brutality, everybody's showing up. It's not like, so like the Black Lives Matter, like everybody's showing up. Mm-hmm. Like, all kinds of people are showing up.
Right.
So if you have a movement that's, if you have that incident or incidents like that where white people are being victimized the same way, we'd be like, oh, shit, it happens to them too. And that might be a way of breaking down part of the barriers of what the racism is. We're like, oh, shit, well, they do it to them too. They don't give a fuck about nobody. We all need to get together to correct this shit.
Right, right.
So, Here's how the interview sort of went. I'll let it go for a little. I'm not going to play the full 5 minutes, but just to give you an idea.
Lives matter on the show.
So I need to ask you guys. People have talked a lot about your methods of disruption. That's the word that's being used out there. I just want to know, why do you think it's so important to make white people feel uncomfortable?
Well, when we're talking about race in this country,
because that's what they mean by disruption, right?
Right.
Okay. So make sure we're on the same.
Yeah. When we're talking about race in this country, that's often what happens, right? Is that people get uncomfortable, mm-hmm. and what we're looking for is to push through that discomfort mm-hmm. to really get to the root issues,
right.
And to get to the root solutions,
right? And white people hear roots, they already get a little. Already causing a problem. I don't know if you guys follow the news, but there's this nice old white gentleman who was going to make a little speech, and a couple of black ladies thought that shouldn't happen. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of flack because of that on both sides. So what is the deal with Black Lives Movement and the progressive movement? Because it seems like that would be a natural ally. But a lot of people thought, well, what's going on? Why are they?
And we talked about this on the show last week. And their take's a little bit different than yours was, Kareem.
Why are they tweaking the progressive part of the party? Do you have an answer for that? Or?
As far as sometimes in your friendships, right, people are trying to form, you and your friend can be really honest with each other,
right?
And you can say, I like you, I love you, but I think you're acting up, mm-hmm. right? But in this case, with Bernie Sanders, with all the other Democratic nominees, right? Mm-hmm. They are not showing up for Black Lives. Even the movement is happening. It's live. It's real. It's like we are pushing the needle, and folks are not showing up in real enough ways. Because mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders, for as much as he was walking with MLK, he ain't walking that walk now.
Mm. Well, right. So, and as far as you're concerned, even if someone is an ally, you want to make sure they are current allies. What you're talking about, right?
Accountability. Absolutely. Accountability.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I heard someone clap about that, which is great. But what do you hope to achieve in the next election? Are you just looking for allies out there? Is it legislation? Like, when? Let's imagine 18 months from now, it's the inaugural address. President Huckabee is giving a speech. Get it. Okay, President Trump is giving a speech. And also for black people, we're going to, what do you want to hear?
I think there needs to be added to the requirements of president, like economic understanding, foreign policy understanding.
Right.
Needs to be added a racial analysis. We live in a pluralistic society where it's all kinds of people. And these folks, when they're confronted with Black Lives Matter, all they can say is all lives matter, which is, you know,
on its face,
it seems like a very valid response, right? Mm. But actually, it's a violent response because the only time you hear it is in response to when somebody says Black Lives Matter. I was at a protest.
So they don't share your opinion that it's people infiltrating the Black Lives Matter. They're just saying that we're tweaking people whether they're on our side or not.
So, okay. So part of that is they have to hold their solidarity of Black Lives Matter.
Right.
The other part of that is might be their naivete of thinking that what they're doing is that those other people that did what they did. Okay, so I'll put it this. So I'll say this. So the two women in Seattle did what they did first, because these people didn't approach Hillary until after that happened.
Right.
So what happened with? So they those women did what they did in Seattle, and they got a favorable response from Bernie.
Right.
He came out and he made some changes after that. So they might have thought, as well, if they did that with him and it worked, then we'll try this with Clinton and it might work again. But be sure there are people that are set out to discredit the movement in the way that I say it. And
no, I was just curious about your take, because they had a very different perspective.
And if they are not aware of those things, then they will fall victim the same way that everybody else did.
Interesting. It's a really interesting conversation. And I think the apathy thing is a real problem, because at a certain point, when you get yelled at from a lot of different points of view, whether it's the trans community or the Black Lives Matter community, eventually you just start tuning it all off and go, y'all figure it out.
Yeah. And that's part of my concern with them going after Bernie the way they did. Because I'm like, okay, look, sometimes you have to take allies where you can get allies.
Right? And basic marketing.
Yeah.
You have to speak to the audience that you're trying to bring into your corner in a way that they can understand and appreciate.
Yeah.
And if you steadfastly refuse to do that, you're going to alienate people that would otherwise be on your side.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see that happening. And I see that happening. Yeah. I see that exact same thing. And that's, I mean, we kind of came to that point a few months ago when we were talking about why aren't white people doing this? And I said, it's because we don't have a stake in the game.
Yeah.
We don't care. We are so about dropping our kids off at school and picking shit up at the market and going and picking paint swatches for the bedroom and what's our new bed going to. Oh, that's just me.
No, that's not just you.
Well, sure as hell isn't me.
Yeah.
It sounds like a nice little Saturday is what I'm saying. Still up from old school. It would be nice to see people care. Yeah. But it would be nice to have more. You know, there's a lot of talking about using more inclusive language.
Right.
Except no one ever does it when they're trying to go, hey, white America, why don't you get behind this cause? Hey, straight white people, you're the fucking devil. Why are you on our side, you motherfucking devil? Why?
Right.
And then you wonder why they're like,
But a part of that is people get caught up in their own narrative about what's happening.
Sure.
And so like if I go to start an argument with Sam about this and he actually agrees with me, then you'd be kind of like stuck, like, oh, well, fuck, what am I supposed to do now? And so a lot of times people get caught in that and then they keep spinning their wheels. Because when I have the conversation, I have the conversation about race, but I have it across the board. And for me, like, okay, like when I went to the retreat, part of that is like being a better person and being on a path to learn what forgiveness is. But when you set out to do something like that, the universe doesn't say, oh, I'm going to teach you how to just forgive black people.
Right.
The universe says, I'm going to teach you how to forgive. And it's going to put you in when you get to a certain place on that path, it shows you learn how to put yourself in everybody's shoes.
Yeah, that's good.
And so in that process, you don't look at. Just look at white people as like they're the devil. You look at it and you start examining, okay, well, how the fuck did we get here? Start to see the causes of it, and you understand that, well, shit, if I was in that person's place at that particular time, I don't know if I would have been the person who could have stood up against all the shit that was going on. Or you understand that, well, fuck, if somebody had told me I was the greatest for the last 500 years, I don't know how reticent I would be to give up that position, you know. Mm. So you start to put yourself into other people's shoes, and black people have to be open to the dialogue as well as white people being open and to listen.
Absolutely, yeah.
So if somebody like one of the things that I've found is that a lot of white people, most white people don't really know any black people.
There is a population disparity too.
Yeah. So they don't really don't know any black people. So some of the stuff that they say that is really ignorant or stupid stuff, it is because they really don't know any better, and they don't know any black people. Like, they know the black guy at work, mm-hmm. or maybe the black guy down the street, but they never actually spend any time with black people to get to know any black people. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes, like, I get this a lot, the black people that they actually do know who don't act the way they see the media portrays them, they don't consider those people black. We're like, no, that's how black people are.
Right.
Yeah. As opposed to what you consider the stereotype.
And to be fair, I've seen and heard on TV, but I've seen and heard way too many African Americans going, they're just not black enough.
Yeah.
That guy's not black enough.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Right. But and that's another part.
Make any sense.
Another part of the problem too. But that's really the problem, is like, oh, well, fuck. If you and most white people that actually come in contact with black people work in a system.
Oh, yeah.
So all the black people that they know are the stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a cop or a lawyer or, you know, like a DA,
someone who works at the mall,
or somebody who works as a social worker or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all the black people that you come in contact with.
Yeah.
Are all the people that are in the system or in the stereotype. So you don't actually know anybody outside of that. So you think that that's everybody.
Yeah.
Most of them are really boring, just like everybody else.
Yeah.
It's not, they're not as exciting as the reality show. There's only one Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
Thank God. Cause that guy, the mumbling, just the mumbling.
Bring back Shazam.
Yeah. Bring back Shazam is what I'm saying. All right. Let's go to Florida.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
Headline: woman stole clams from Publix.
Best supermarket ever.
Stuffed them in her pants.
Put some clams with her clams.
That's right.
That's so gross.
Palm Bay police arrested a woman they say stuffed stolen clams in her pants and walked out of Publix. Her name's Deborah, and she's 52, and she was charged with retail theft in the incident. Police say she went to the freezer section of Publix.
I wonder if the clams made her clams smell better.
So gross. Oh, that's so gross if it did.
And put them down the front of her shorts, but she didn't stop there. No. She also tried to put $45 worth of items in her purse, including a frozen pizza.
Hmm.
She told police she removed the food without paying because she is homeless and disabled. She was arrested and taken to the Palm Bay Police Department, where she got four hots and a cot. Also in Florida, Daytona Beach City Commissioners have given approval to an indoor shooting range that will include a restaurant that sells alcoholic beverages.
Oh, no.
Oh, white people shooting white people.
That's a bad idea, man.
Commissioners,
just let Darwinism sort this out.
Yeah, right.
Commissioners raised safety concerns over the mix of alcohol and guns on the same property before voting on the measure. I know alcohol and bare vaginas are bad news, but guns, what could possibly go wrong? The newspaper there reports Commissioner Ruth Traeger was the lone holdout as the question the developers about how they'll know whether someone is sober or even a felon. Ron Perkins had told the commissioner the group plans to turn the vacant building into an upscale restaurant, not a bar, but he says he needs alcohol sales to make the restaurant profitable. He told the commissioners that he'll keep a watch list of customers who may cause trouble and call police when necessary. Quote, if they're renting a handgun or if they're bringing their own, they would do the paperwork, scan their ID. Workers will be trained to visually look at the person, look at their eyes, and look at their pupils, just like an officer would. Perkins had told the station he hopes selling liquor will keep customers in his store after they've gone shooting. So shoot, then drink.
Mm. Holy shit. Mm.
But so once you drink, you can't reshoot?
If they made that the rule, that would be...
Yes, okay. The rule is you cannot shoot after you drink.
So that's like just opening a bar enforcers. Next door.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. How are they going to enforce it?
Yeah, exactly.
They're trained to look in their eyes.
Well, they need to have
like an officer.
They obviously haven't spent time with drunk white people.
They need to have someone escort the people out of the restaurant, out of the building to ensure that they're not
stamped?
Going back in.
Like, if you're already stamped, you can't come back
drinking,
in.
You must leave.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun at spring break time because it is in Daytona.
Oh, God.
Some sad news. They've had to put extra security for Nicki Minaj.
At least they're making more jobs. We need more jobs in this country,
Well, not really Nicki Minaj per se, but her wax figure at Madame Tussauds in Vegas.
Well, what's the difference?
The difference? One of them is alive.
Yeah.
It's a Nicki Minaj. They put out the figure of her on all fours for some reason, and then the people started getting creepy with it. There's a picture of a weird white guy with his hands on her ass.
That's her own fault.
There's a black girl with her tongue out on her ass.
That truffle butter, eat the booty like groceries. Wrong song, but whatever. We get the same message.
That is so disgusting.
The Instagram post, actually it's a tweet, says, "Let him eat my ass like a cupcake."
Hold on, this is Nikki saying that?
No, this is the black girl who has got her tongue out at the wax Nicki Minaj ass.
Was that a lyric she's quoting, perhaps?
Nicki Minaj voiced her displeasure on Twitter saying, "Why must y'all be this way?"
That's what you sold yourself as.
Yes, that's right. Your product. That's what you're selling.
This is what you sell.
Yeah, why are you mad? Why are you mad? Now, there's a creepy, indeterminate racial makeup guy. I'm guessing Hispanic because of the tattoo on his hand, pretending to lick her face. There's a black guy. There he is.
Oh, is he pulling her hair too?
He is.
Yep.
He's pulling her hair and simulating doggy style sex. Mm.
That is what you sold yourself as.
Right.
And now you're surprised?
Come on.
Azalea Banks got involved then, asking why the statue needed to be so hypersexualized in the first place.
Because that's how Nikki does.
Tweeting, "As much as that woman has accomplished, they had to put her on all fours. Why not standing up with a mic in her hand? Have you seen her show?" Madame Tussauds seems to have listened. They announced that they'll be putting the statue under extra security to protect the wax Minaj from disrespectful tourists. So sadly, there will be no pictures of me humping the Nicki Minaj wax figure when I go to Vegas for Thanksgiving. Sorry to let you into that. Y'all know the Darwin Awards?
Right.
Yes.
Okay. We may have an early nominee for this. It happened in Colorado at Red Rocks, famous concert venue where they have signs up saying don't climb on the Red Rocks. There's a reason why.
Another seriously injured after falling 20 to 50 feet at Red Rocks. The two men were at a concert and fell sometime between last night and this morning. West Metro Fire says the man who survived woke up to the sun on his face and crawled back to his truck. Two people saw the injured man and called for help around 9:45 this morning. It took rescue crews about a half hour to locate the body of the man in his late 20s. There are posted signs around Red Rocks telling people to not climb on the rocks or go off trails.
One dead, one injured. He'll be missed. Yeah. Bye.
Somebody will be doing it next week.
Exactly. People disregard signs. I don't know why they even put them up.
It's like
dude.
The fucking alligator story again.
It's the the drunkenness, I think.
The gun thing they're just going to ignore.
Right. You're right.
Why won't anybody listen to us?
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
We go to Maine. By God, we're going to go to Maine for this one. Where a driver's going to be charged after a tractor trailer rolled over and spilled a load of chicken manure off Route 3.
How much chicken manure? Like, a load?
A tractor trailer full? the incident in South China happened around 10 a.m. and the mess took hours to clean up. Yep.
Where are they going with all that chicken manure?
Well, right into the parking lot of Toby's Groceries on Route 3. Jeremy Bamford, who's 38 from Fayette, will be charged with two civil violations, imprudent speed and failure to maintain control of the vehicle. Maine State Police also might charge the trucking company Splash Trucking of Turner with commercial violations. See, the truck was turning left from Route 3 onto Branch Mills Road when it tipped over, crashed into a ditch, and dumped its full load of 32 tons of manure across the lot of the grocery store and the gas station. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. Thankfully, somebody filmed the whole thing. Here's what it sounded like.
No way.
Here he comes.
I don't know why you'd be filming it.
Here, go give me a picture.
That's right. They're taking some videos.
Taking some videos of the
manure truck coming around the corner.
Here
he comes. Oh, and by the Jesus, he's rolled.
Break the shit out of him. That guy's standing right there in his truck. Corn. Yeah. And Heather comes running out. Jody goes wading through shit to help the guy out of the
truck. She said it was like up to.
The ladies are narrating the security footage there.
That's what happened.
That's what it is. Jody's wading through shit out there to help him. By the Jesus, that's mighty nice of her. So that's what's happening in small town news. Sorry, I'm back.
Truck's full of chicken poop.
Chicken shit. It's got some chicken shit going on. My God. All right. So that's going to wrap it up for this episode of The Nate Darling Show. We covered a lot of things, from wax Nicki Minaj to racism to loads of chicken shit being spilled.
There's no black guy news.
No, we don't have black guy news every show.
Oh, it felt like it.
It's intermittent. We do it every now and then. Please.
An Asian woman news.
We would, but we don't have time. It would be very slow.
Yeah, and also
and out of place.
I don't think there's anything. We just stay in the background, so it's not like we do shit.
Fair. That's a very fair point. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of The Nate Darling Show. Come back Friday for the very last Midtown broadcast. It's going to be exciting. In the meantime, here's Fountains of Wayne and California Sex Lawyer.
Totally forgot about them. I got the charisma.